Hi, Shirley sent me. She said that you wanted some. Oh, sorry about that. I think Shirley gave me the wrong number. No, I swear she sent 305. I just. You're not. You're definitely not my client. So, let me, let me just back out and forget this ever happened. Oh, wait. No way. You messaged Shirley? Are you sure? Because. Okay then. Well, let's not make this any more awkward. I'm going to give Shirley a text message, and, she can either give you a refund if there are no girls left, or she could just, replace another girl. So Shirley, not the right client for me. Can you pull me another one, please, and give a replacement to this guy at 305? Hang on 1 second. Why are you looking for an escort? No, I just never pegged you to look for an escort. Are you okay? You definitely don't look okay now that I'm seeing you properly. Do you wanna come inside for a bit? Yeah, do you wanna just, maybe it's kind of cold out here anyways. I don't wanna wait outside. So while we wait for Shirley or my replacement, let's just chill inside, shall we? Let's just talk inside. No, I'm fine. I maybe some water will be okay. I need to be hydrated for, this line of work. So that's an awful lot of alcohol you have right there, my friend. Are you planning to drink all of those? I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be mothering you. It's just really weird that you're here and you're looking for an escort. I just. No, I'm not judging you. It's just. I never thought you'd look for services like mine. So, again, if this is really actually your hobby, my apologies. I did not, I was judgmental and I thought, I thought way ahead, whatever. I'm sorry, but. I'm sorry. I just really need to ask. Are you okay? Did anything bad happen? Or. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I totally understand. I get it. It's. No, I'm not judging you for, choosing this, but. Are you sure you want to go through with this? Listen, I think that you definitely do not deserve what just happened to you, but I don't know if, sexing it up with an escort is going to help. You know those things where you're. You know how vices sort of start, or like addictions, like you start seeking them or relying on them because you've had a really bad thing happen to you, and there's a chance, there's a possibility that every time something bad happens to you, you go to them and they become your high, and then it becomes a whole cycle and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And I've seen it before in my line of work. And no, I absolutely trust that you can definitely control yourself. It's just I'm letting you know this is a thing that can happen. I'm just letting you know the consequences and what you're doing, because the alcohol and then suddenly looking for escorts, like I know what happened to you is bad, but I don't think you should go into, extremes. You know what I'm saying? You seem like a really, really, really great guy. You seem amazing, and I just want to make sure that you're safe, you know? You're okay. You understand what's gonna happen or what can happen, and you can stop yourself from slipping even deeper. Yeah? Okay, you know what? I'm gonna message Shirley right now, and I'm gonna tell her to just ex-nay on the whole refund/replace thing. No, I'm not stopping you from getting an escort. I'm just saying I could be the one to take care of you. Well, the good thing about having an escort as a roommate is that you can basically have her 24/7, so long as she doesn't have other clients to take care of. Yeah, well, it could be risky. I see what you're saying, and you know, you might slip, feelings might get involved, etc., but I would rather also want to be able to keep an eye on you after this. And, you know, anything that you want to talk about, any feelings that you want to hash out, any of that, we can definitely talk about. You don't have to look for, like, another escort to, like, deal with all of these things. I know. No. Don't think it's a burden, really. It's fine. As much as, you know, stupid shit has happened to you, I have seen clients go through way worse, and I definitely do not mind helping you out, especially because you're a really good guy, and, you know, you don't deserve what happened to you, really. So just let me take care of you, right? That's what you were looking for anyways. You're looking for a girl to take care of you. You might not have expected your roommate, but I guess there was always going to be a chance of me becoming your escort if you choose to, like, look for services, because this is our territory, and I guess there's always this chance. And don't lie and say that you don't want me. I could tell. Every time I step out of the door, I can tell that you're looking at my ass, and you're trying your best not to look at my ass, but come on. My anxiety might be chronic, but my ass is iconic, so I'm pretty... That's pretty much my whole deal here, so... Yeah. So it's not really a surprise to me if you're into me. It's no problem at all, and in fact, there's a reason why I call you. Well, I tell you you're a good guy, because I really think you're like that, and it's so much better to deal with good guys like you rather than having to deal with weirdos I have to work with every day. So, oh, I'll say this is a nice treat. A nice perk in the job, now that my roommate is also my client. Kind of refreshes the palate, you know. Can I kiss you? Yeah? Just in the cheek for now. I guess I've always imagined that, maybe, sometimes. Maybe not every day, but from time to time I do. Oh, stop it. Your lips feel really good, too. Free to touch me. I'm yours for the night anyways. Already going under my skirt, huh? Fuck. Yeah, you caught me. Maybe I've sort of lusted for you too. Well, I may have thought you're not into escorts, but you're definitely experienced. already going underneath my panties and playing with my clit. I'm sorry, I'm used to my clients being the one relaxing and me doing all the work. Oh, hang on. I don't want to be the one to go first. Besides, an escort is supposed to take care of her client, so let me just push you down the bed. Take this ridiculous shirt off. Let me tell you, you don't really have a really good fashion sense. I don't care about that. What's important is underneath, and I like what I'm saying. No, I'm not saying that just because. Don't think you're the only one staring when it comes to the apartment. I try to sneak in some glances too. Fuck. Alright. How do you want it? Do you want my mouth? My pussy? Or are you actually pretty frisky and you want to take my ass? Pussy? Already? That's fine, we can go for multiple rounds. I see. You already want me because I'm so wet, don't you? This is what I mean by you're such a nice guy. You always think about others first, even though you're the one who's supposed to be taken care of. Well then, customer is king, and you, well, you get the final say tonight. But I will say this. This isn't the first round. Oh, I'm going for multiple rounds. Maybe I'm feeling lazy and I don't want to deal with other clients tonight, so you don't need to pay me extra. This one's for free. Well, the rest of the rounds are for free. This one you're paying me for, though, because I don't want to go home broke. Well, I'm glad you have taken that into consideration. And with that, your escort has to go to work. Let me just pull these down. You like that? I never would have pegged that you would like lingerie like this, but then again, I have seen you staring from time to time, so stare all you want, sir. This body is yours. All yours. Oh, fuck. Well, I didn't expect you to stretch me out like this. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you can grab my ass. Just pull me down gently down your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so hard and hot. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Fuck. Who would have thought you'd be this good? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. You like it like that? Good. Fuck. Let's put you deep inside me. Ooh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, you like being called sir, huh? Oh, fuck, sir, you feel so fucking good. exactly how I want it. Oh, fuck. Where'd you learn that? Well, keep doing that then, sir. I really like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. Fuck me. Oh, you're hitting me. You're hitting my G-spot all the time. I don't think I've ever had a client like this before. Well, you certainly know what you're doing there, sir. Fuck. Fuck, I'm getting close. I'm getting so close. Are you ready? Yeah? Me too. Fuck. I want you to come deep inside me. Yeah, you don't have to worry about a thing, sir. I'm a professional. I just want you to come deep inside me. That warmth that come. Yeah, I want it. I want it. Come in. Come inside your dirty fucking roommate. Fulfill your fucking fantasies. You always wanted to fuck me, right? You always wanted to come deep inside me, right? Well, go ahead. This is your time now. I want you to come. I want you to come nice and hard. I'm gonna come with you. Okay? Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, I could still feel you twitching. Oh my god, what was that? Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, that feels so fucking good. What the fuck? Where the fuck did you learn that? Well, whatever that is, that was amazing. And you should do that again. With me or with any of my girls. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I'm still getting aftershocks. I rarely get that in this job. Well, a lot of clients like to think they're good, but they're not. But honestly, that was amazing. Well, I'm gonna go and get you some water to hydrate. Give yourself some time to recover. And then, I think I'm gonna try your cock in my mouth next. I did tell you, I'm here for multiple rounds.